Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Driven in the air, deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Michael Busch with his third home run. Swinging a fly ball to right. That ball is going to be a home run. Michael Busch with another home run.
High fly ball hit to deep right center field. This may go. It's gone. Another moonshot for Michael Busch. Cubs win. A 3-2 victory over the Mariners here in Seattle.
The Cubs end the ballgame with a pickoff of first base to end the game. Wow.
So Cincinnati, with an 11-4 win, they sweep this three-game series over the White Sox. And the White Sox fall to 2-13.
I don't see the light of the tunnel. You know, I don't see anything get better.
Our expectations for you were low, but holy.
But right now, I want to go to Barry Rosner. Who's going to win the Masters?
I hate to say it. It's such a ridiculous answer. But if Scottie Scheffler putts, he's 10 strokes better than everyone he's playing against right now.
Now, Scottie Scheffler. People have been wondering, who is the next star in golf? And maybe they just haven't realized he was here the whole time. His stardom confirmed.
One, two, three. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It was quite a sports weekend. Cubs take 2 of 3 in Seattle. Scottie Scheffler, a dominant, historic performance at the Masters. The NBA play-in and playoff field and seedings is officially set, and the White Sox are still a thing. What's up, Speegs?
Hey, man, they're one of the key franchises in this city. Kevin Warren told us, and let's never let ourselves forget. What up, Danny? Nice to see you. Nice to be here with Shane and with Alex Kuhn. How about our guy Tanny in New York yesterday for Bulls Knicks? He'll be back with us tomorrow. So he made that destination trip and saw what ended up being a great game that had, like, actual relevance to the Eastern Conference standings yesterday.
Yeah, that was very, very weird. Very Tibbs-ish. Like, overtime and starters yeah. and 82nd game of the season uh-huh. and the whole thing. It was, yeah. That was very, very, very strange.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a sports weekend. I'm pledging right now, publicly, to record, write and record one Bears song every week or else I'll buy you lunch. No, I'm pledging right now publicly to go to Seattle the next time the Cubs are there. I'm like, I've never been to Seattle, which is crazy.
I never have either.
And I've never been to that ballpark. And yesterday, after they finished that off with the walk-off pickoff and like all those Cub fans behind the dugout, traveling as well as they are right now, but just the whole thing, it's like, I was watching that yesterday, man. Like, it's supposedly such a great, great city. So much good music, so much good food. I got to go. You want to go with me next time it happens, no matter what?
I can't give you no matter what.
Oh!
But I would very much like to go. I mean, the Pacific Northwest, I would, let's put it this way. I'm a tentative yes.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm not as big into the proclamations as you.
Yeah, no, sure. Sure, I get it. I get it. And, but, you know, I mean, who knows? Who knows when that'll be and what our...
It'll be in 2 years, right?
So it'll be in... Will it be in 2 years?
You play every team every year in baseball, and you rotate home and away for out of league, right? Is it not that simple?
I don't know. They've changed it so many times. It's a good question.
I think that they've balanced out the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you play your division less, but to make sure that you – so that it, the idea is that you would never go 2 years without Shohei Ohtani coming to your ballpark. I think that's the idea.
Yeah, so six or seven games against each of the other 10 teams in their own league, four games against one geographic rival from the other league, three games against each against the other 14 teams. Yes, you're right. So you play.
So you're guaranteed
you're everybody
one season.
Now.
You're guaranteed one series a year.
Yeah.
Against every team, and then presumably, I would think. I guess it wasn't said there, but I would think next year the Cubs would or Seattle would be at Wrigley.
Yeah, you're on it. So 2026. So 2026. I will make it a point. I'm pledging publicly to get there. That's for sure. And you're hereby invited, sir.
All right. I'm going to give you an invited and a tentative yes. Pacific. I would say Seattle is the best American city that I have not been to. And I've never been to anywhere. I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. I've never been to Washington State. I've never been to Oregon. I've never been to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Never been anywhere over there. So I would closest I've been is Northern California. So that would be lovely. But Michael Bush and the Cubs, they're not making it easy. They are inducing a lot of anxiety. Not Michael Bush, the Cubs in general, the bullpen is inducing anxiety. We can get into some specifics on that. But given the injuries that they've had and the bullpen performances that they've gotten, I feel like the fact that they are still winning against good teams really, really bodes well for what this thing could look like over 162.
I think that's fair. You'd there are some iffy situations which they will have a chance to get better, to improve during the course of the year, whether it's by acquisitions or people coming up from the minors to get that role churn and that roster churn in the bullpen until they can figure out who are the people they can trust. But overall, that offense looks to have a lot of different pieces that can pick you up from time to time in a game. I mean, you've had stretches where it's like Saya's the best hitter. And then you've had stretches where it's like, oh, Morel's on fire right now. And then right now you're in a stretch where Michael Bush has a home run in four straight games. And you know that Bellinger, even though the production isn't there in terms of what you'd like, you've seen a ton of bat control his continued ability to be what he is. Like Swanson had a great start. There's a lot of depth in that lineup to feel good about, and that's going to carry them, in some games for sure.
Well, and the Bush thing specifically as an answer to what ailed them, they didn't have enough power. They retained Bellinger, and didn't add power, right? They add the only way that because the roster is very similar. Like maybe you add power for Morel being here for a full season, or maybe someone, you know, Saya finished last year strong, but maybe Saya can have a full season of health and production, which you haven't seen yet since he's been in the big leagues. The addition of power being a minor leaguer was a risky proposition, even if he was the minor league player of the year, but that's good scouting. That's a good use of your own prospects because Michael Bush, it cost you a lot in terms of the pitcher that you gave up, but it is costing you nothing in terms of money. And his raw power, I don't know how many guys in the sport have more power than him. 10? 20? It seems to be pretty elite raw power, and that is something that the Cubs were sorely lacking.
Yeah, right now just 11 players have barreled more baseballs this year than Michael Bush. He's barreled 7 baseballs. It ties him with Manny Machado, with Mike Trout, with Pete Alonso. And he as a minor leaguer who you're hoping to make the next step, it is a very different profile than Matt Mervis. Even though it felt like, well, this was this lefty who was great in AAA, and let's see if he can be in the bigs. Don't they already have that guy? No, it's a different kind of hitter. This is a guy who's working good counts and getting fastballs, and he's murdering them. And he wasn't murdering fastballs last year in his cup of coffee with the Dodgers. He struggled big time, and now he's getting fastballs at like 60%, and he's killing them because his pitch recognition apparently has gotten a lot better. And sometimes that doesn't happen till you get to the majors. So, like, they're really impressed with him. The way that Dustin Kelly talks about him, the way that Craig Counsell talks about him, this is a guy who is different than a bunch of other sort of quadruple A people that we've seen. Scouting is right. I mean, apparently some really good scouting. And even though the Dodgers have a lot of guys like this, they have a lot of decent hitters who are blocked by, you know, the fact that they have Freeman and they have Muncy and they have Mookie and they have Shohei. There was no spot for Michael Busch. They seem to have picked the right dude because he's doing it on a bunch of different kinds of pitches and hitting just absolute blasts, man.
Do you find yourself nervous watching this team despite all that? Like, despite feeling with the offense is there and knows what they're doing? I find myself nervous.
Well, it's because Hector Neris has looked really bad. And right now it seems the approach is to keep putting him out there in big situations. And Adbert has already blown two saves. So yeah, you've got that. But no, I don't know if nervous is right. There was good drama yesterday. It was good fun drama yesterday. But I feel like there's a good team and a smart organization that is being aggressive in terms of like checking out different people and seeing what they have at this point. So I think they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out what their shortcomings are, and they'll go and fill those holes. So I find it fun and dramatic, but not nerve-wracking.
I don't want the bullpen to blow the rest of the stuff for the team. Because I agree, good organization, healthy organization, good offense, but I don't want them to be snake-bitten. Like, bullpen losses are painful, and injuries can derail this thing. And so I'm bracing for hopefully it's nothing with Saya, and just this team feels good. But you need a little bit of good luck. And so far, it feels like they've had a little bit of bad luck when it comes to the injuries. So I'm just like, just get a little good luck here, and we should play some more in depth stuff on Michael Busch before polls position at 3 o'clock. So we're going to do that coming up. We've got a great expert to talk for polls business. Then Jim Deshays will join us at 4. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.